أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. أجعلتم سقاية الحاج وعمارة المسجد الحرام كمن آمن بالله واليوم الآخر وجاهد في سبيل الله لا يستوون عند الله والله لا يهدي القوم الظالمين. الذين آمنوا وهاجروا وجاهدوا في سبيل الله بأموالهم وأنفسهم أعظم درجة عند الله وأولئك هم الفائزون. يبشرهم ربهم برحمة منه ورضوان وجنات لهم فيها نعيم مقيم خالدين فيها أبدا إن الله عنده أجر عظيم. Sadaqallahu al-Azim. We discuss from ayah number 19 to 22 of Surah At-Tawbah. We discussed yesterday Sayyidina Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu's contention at the time when he was not a Muslim, that he had said that he is the one that looks after the Baytullah and he also gives water to the Hujjaj, and those are good deeds that he has. And Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's response in the ayats we discussed yesterday, and the response continues today. Then there was an incident that had taken place in Madina Tayyibah, in Masjidun Nabawi, before the Jummah Salat. There were some people that gathered at the member of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. They had brought Iman, they were Sahaba. So one person from amongst them said, that after Iman, my thoughts are that the best deed is to give the Hujjaj water to drink. Then another person said, after Iman, my thoughts are that one cares for the Masjidul Haram is a very meritorious deed and it is the best deed after Iman. The third person, he said, my contention, my thought is that after Iman, jihad fi sabilillah, striving, going out, making qital, fighting in the path of Allah is the best deed. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu listens to this discussion partially, and then Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu cautioned these sahaba, and he said that why don't you wait for the khutbah and the salah to finish, and then ask Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, don't give your own opinion with regards to these matters. So it was in view of this that these ayat were revealed, this part of the verses. And also there was an incident that Sayyidina Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Sayyidina Talha ibn Shayba radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu once had a discussion. When Sayyidina Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he said that I have this virtue of giving the Hujjaj water to drink, caring for Masjidul Haram. Then Ash-Shayba, he replied that I have the key to the Baytullah. I can go in, even stay the night, or that is all my priority, my right. So Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, before all of that, I was facing the Baytullah and I was performing Salat. At that time, you people were not in a state of Iman. So Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, أَجَعَلْتُمْ سِقَايَةَ الْحَاجِّ وَعِمَارَةَ الْمَسْجِدِ الْحَرَامِ. That do you people make giving water to drink to the Hujjaj, to the Hajis, and caring for Masjidul Haram, do you people equate it كَمَنْ آمَنَ بِاللَّهِ, like that person who has brought Iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ, and then he also brought Iman in the day of Qiyamah, and in here all the aspects of Iman has been covered. وَجَاهَدَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ, and he makes jihad, he makes qital, he fights in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Can you equate these two? لَا يَسْتَوُونَ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ. These are not equal in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The person that gives water in the state of Iman, obviously it is meritorious. The person that cares for Masjidul Haram in the state of Iman, of course that is also meritorious. But jihad fi sabilillah, qital, fighting in the path of Allah, if we didn't fight, then obviously Baytullah would have never been ours in the 8th year of the Hijrah. Then we wouldn't have been able to perform Salah there also. And then there was no iman, it was in a state of kufr. So hence, the very basic after iman is that of jihad fi sabilillah, qital, fighting in the path of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Ulama have this very academic discussion, and I'm only bringing it out for us to understand that if we do not participate in something, we cannot trivialize that. We do not take part in jihad fi sabilillah, we cannot trivialize that. The discussion between ulama, whether namaz is greater or whether jihad fi sabilillah is greater. Now many ahadith have salat after iman, many ahadith have jihad fi sabilillah after iman. Those ulama that say jihad fi sabilillah after iman, they say then where is namaz if there's no jihad? Where is namaz if there's no jihad? Take Russia at the time of communism. Namaz became a difficulty. So those ulama of the opinion that jihad fi sabilillah and striving has a greater merit in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But nonetheless, Allah ta'ala says, لا يستوون عند الله that سقاية الحاج, giving the hujjaj water, caring for Masjidul Haram, they are meritorious, but they are never equal in the eyes of Allah Ta'ala insofar as jihad fi sabilillah is concerned. Wallahu la yahdi al-qawm al-zalimeen, and Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala does not guide a community of wrongdoers. Alladhina amanu, thereafter Allah Ta'ala says, those who have brought iman, wa hajaru, and they made hijrat, at one given time they had to leave their places, they had to leave their families, they had to leave their possessions, near and dear ones, and they had to make this hijrat for the sake of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And again, do not think the hijrat of those days is like migration from one country to another of these days, that years before, months before, a person can plan and send over all his goods, etc. This was not how sahaba had made hijrat in the time of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And after hijrat, wajahadu fi sabilillahi bi amwalihim wa anfusihim, and they made jihad fi sabilillah in the path of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, bi amwalihim, with their wealth also, wa anfusihim, and also their personal selves, they gave all of it to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. A'zamu darajatan inda Allah, they have a high degree, a high rank by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that is absolutely undeniable. وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْفَائِزُونَ, and they are the ones who are successful, they have attained a goal, in other words, the pleasure of Allah Rabbul Izzat. يُبَشِّرُهُمْ رَبُّهُمْ, their Rabb Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives them glad tidings of number one, بِرَحْمَةٍ مِّنْهُ, of the rahmah from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala in this world, at the time of maut, in the qabr, in the akhirah. Wa ridwanin, and the ridwan of Allah, the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And once Allah ta'ala is pleased with someone, that stamp of ridwan of Allah is given, it is never withdrawn from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Wa jannatin lahum fiha na'imun muqim, and many different gardens, and is for them, and in it is na'imun muqim, is comfort and the pleasures of Allah Rabbul Izzat, which is muqim, which will be everlasting. Khalidina fiha abada, they will remain in it forever and ever. Inna Allaha indahu ajrun azim, and by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is an immense and a great reward. When Allah ta'ala rewards, then Allah ta'ala will make sure that the servant, the slave, is absolutely happy with that reward of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah Rabbul Izzat makes it very clear that hijrat and jihad fi sabilillah coupled with iman is the greatest deed in the eyes of Allah Rabbul Izzat. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayka.